Now, following Mary-Louise O'Donnell's house hunting escapade earlier, she was in the Dublin area last week and she was in rural parts this morning. But following last week's adventures, Isabel Healy took to her blog recounting her own experiences on the property trail here. She's been dividing her time between the French Alps and Berlin, and now she's back in Dublin to continue the hunt. And Isabel happily is therefore sitting in front of me. Isabel, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, you were based in what? Cork.
Yep.
And then you fetched up in France. Why?
Oh, it's a very long story, but I suppose we liked it and we wanted to. That was around the turn of the millennium and we were kind of ready to get out of Ireland at that time and have an adventure. And we knew Annecy, which is in the Haute-Savoie, which is very near to Geneva, because my husband, Paul, used to go to Geneva very often for meetings and that. And we would escape over the border to Annecy because it is a very big lake. It's the cleanest lake in Europe and it's just a gorgeous place and it's very laid back and the cows have bells around their necks and everything.
And is it on Lake Geneva?
No. It's on Lake Annecy. Which is in France.
Now, tell me about the property hunt in Annecy. Was it difficult?
Well, that was a long time ago, and the internet wasn't working so much there, and they were still dealing in French francs, which, of course, they still are. They still write things in French francs. So it was fairly difficult, and my French was not good at all. And I think I went to the pictures the day that we were doing French in school, you know, and I missed out. But I managed it because people were very helpful, whereas at the time we had kind of vaguely looked at Dublin in the year 2000 and nobody wanted to help at all, whereas in France they absolutely did and they drive you around and show you places.
Yeah, and the kind of accommodation that's available then in Annecy, I mean we know that Continentals enjoy apartment living far more than we do here, but were you looking for a house or an apartment?
We didn't really know. A lot of people go to France looking for the French dream and they end up buying a chateau that needs restoration. And if anybody asked me the question, would they do that? I'd say no, run a mile. So in case the French dream didn't work for us, we bought quite a modern small little house first that we knew would sell on easily if the French dream didn't work. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what we didn't know was that it's under freezing 100 days of the year in Annecy. And so it didn't have fireplace. So we decided we would sell it and we'd buy another one that had a fireplace. Yeah. But we only bought down the road in our little village, which is about 9K from the city of Annecy, which is about the size of Cork.
Yeah. How would you compare housing stock there compared to the housing stock here? Because you have been looking at in the last while in Dublin. How do the houses compare in terms of insulation, in terms of accommodation, in terms of storage, in terms of amenities?
I would think that on the continent that they're much better at it. And they always give you storage. Now, admittedly, in that area, everybody has a bike, everybody has skis, you know, and that's how they live. And so you need storage for that. And also you have two very distinct seasons. You have the wintertime and the summertime, so you need stuff for that. But they just build them with better insulation. Like, we don't have proper central heating at home, but we have a wood stove, and that heats the whole house.
Okay, so you're so well insulated
We have shutters, and so when you've got your shutters, you close them at night, and you've got quietness and you've got security.
Tell me about Berlin then.
Oh, Berlin. Well, the very long-term mayor of Berlin was asked, he's been there about almost a decade, and he was asked, why does everybody love Berlin? When it's, you know, it's so poor and it's so dirty. And he said, we're poor, but we're sexy. So I think, you know, we're poor, but we're sexy.
Now, you often see pictures of guys going along the street with their tattoos and their earrings everywhere and often wearing almost paramilitary kind of gear. And you might be terrified.
Not anymore, because you know the way, well, Cork is certainly the jaywalking capital of the world. And in Berlin, you'll see those self-same guys and they'll have their bad-tempered dogs on leads beside them. And they'll stand there until they see the green man and they will not cross the street on a red light. There's no jaywalking.
So the heavies obey the law.
Everybody obeys the law. It's absolutely amazing. And one of the reasons that I'm looking in Dublin on public transport, I would love on the Lewis or on the Dart, is because, for instance, I can go out in Berlin and I can come home late at night and go to a movie or go to an anything, come home at 12:30, get on the train with all those fellas with the piercings and the tattoos and the dogs and the beer, and there's no problem.
And you feel safe.
And I feel safe.
Okay, and it is a city of culture, there's no question. Oh. Loads of things to do.
You could go to a art gallery every single day of the year for a year and you still wouldn't have seen everything. And there's everything happening and it's just sociable.
You go there. not in the summer when you could be out there in the forests and enjoying the river. You go there in the winter when it's all frozen. Why?
Well, one reason is because I got a huge big garden in France that I need to look after. And I also love in the summertime, and I love the snow. But the other is that we have a municipal local heating that is actually pumped in to the apartment. District heating is pumped into everywhere.
So you're snug.
We are snug as bugs.
By the way, do they have a lot of winter festivals to keep them cheerful? Because, you know, it can be a bit dour and dank in the midwinter.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Berlin is very northerly facing and north and grey and can be like Ireland and that, and can be very, very cold. But they are very sociable and they do lovely Advent festivals, and they're always drinking outside and they're always having hot wine. And
they'll have those heaters under the awnings outside. You still can have a cup of something outside.
Absolutely. And they're just geared for that. And they build these little tiny wooden chalets, and they've got their shops and their little restaurants inside that. You know, they do a marketplace and they've got those kind of festivals for everything, whether it's for the beer or for the Advent.
So why are you buying in Dublin or trying to buy in Dublin?
I suppose, at the end of last summer, I fell off my bike in Chamonix and I broke my arm. Uh-huh. And I was very sad and I wanted me mammy. And though, God love us, our mammies are long gone. We reckoned that when we got old and grey and full of sleep, we wanted to come back to Ireland. And so I started ringing up. And a lot of our friends are coming back as well, because the kids and the grandkids do be here. And I rang up one estate agent and I said to her, we live in the French Alps, but I'm looking at property in Dublin because we want to come home when we're older. And she said, are you sure? And at that, I was absolutely sure that we wanted to come back, because it's that kind of sensibility and that kind of fun. And I mean, yesterday we went around and we did some drive-bys, and Dublin was so beautiful. I mean, Ireland is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and we love it. We really do.
Now, your house hunting, though, not very successful.
It would do your head in. And also, because I haven't been around Dublin for a while, I don't know the differences in the areas, and I get confused between my Killa the Granges and Dean Granges and Fox Rocks and Carrig Mines and Cabin Teely's and Sally Noggins. I haven't a clue, you know. And not to mind the Dublin 12s and another Dublin 6s, which turn into Dublin 12.
Okay, but comparisons. Flats or apartments in Dublin versus flats in Berlin?
There's no doubt about it, but there's good value to be had at the moment. Now, anybody who tells you that the housing market in Dublin is flat isn't out there trying to buy something.
But there's a scrum for every decent offering.
Yes. If there's anything half decent that has any bit of storage or any bit of light or, well, they all have the black leather sofas, but you get used to that. They're inhabiting my dreams now. There's definitely value to be had, but you have to jump.
You've been gazumped, not gazumped, but literally by the time you got to the place, it was sold.
Yeah. And also it would go up in price, you know, and we do have a budget that we want to stick to, because we have the few bob in the back pocket and we want to buy within that and don't want to go above it. And we find that stuff is going up again if it's halfway decent. Anything else, if you've got a one bed, I'm afraid it's going to sell down. That is going down.
Where are you going to buy? Is it going to be Clontarf or Phibsborough or Lucan or?
I think I'm a Southern Belle.
A Southern Belle, Southside Dublin.
Southside Dublin, anywhere down there along the Dart and down along the sea and from Sandymount down along. Now, I mean, that's high hopes, you know.
Not a lot for sale?
Not a lot. I'm very picky and I'm very choosy, and not a lot within our budget, which is the 250 and has a bit of storage for my lots of pairs of shoes. But I'll just keep looking, because you have to, you know. It's like finding a mate and everything has to be right, but you have to kiss a lot of frogs first.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, Isabel, in your search for the appropriate frog, wherever it turns out.
Prince Charming.
Thank you very much for your observations on the differences. We have a lot to learn. We have a lot to learn about building accommodation for the 21st century.